inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
For many, it's the end of the gardening season, but not Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. He joins us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk, very last edition of the season. Good morning, Ed.
It's not the last for me. I'll still be gardening for the foreseeable future.
There are some events coming up, though, later on this fall and next winter that we should probably find out about, or at least keep in mind, right?
There's certainly are, yes. The fourth annual Garlic Lovers Potluck, which is sponsored by the Juneau Garden Club, is October 22nd. Will be down, which is a Sunday. It will be down at the Canvas on Seward Street from, I believe it's 4 till 6:30. I'm sure there'll be somebody on the radio and elsewhere advertising that also. That's free event that folks can bring something tasty to the potluck. And there will be several of us will be doing a basic presentation on growing garlic, growing, harvesting, storage, and that sort of thing. There may or may not be garlic for sale for planting, depending on who has what left. I'm in process planting mine. So that's certainly a fun event, at least. Then later on in February, I'm in fact, we've got a meeting again this afternoon with the folks in Haines who are planning a garden conference open to everybody, and there will be a fee for that, of course, but that will be the February 16 through 18, which is President's Day weekend in Haines. The keynote speaker is Jeff Lowenfels from Anchorage, he's a good speaker, but he's also a garden writer. He's been writing for gardening articles for the Anchorage Daily News for 30 years plus, I believe.
So that's coming up in just a few months.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a great time. The idea is this one is designed, this garden conference is aimed at beginning gardeners and home gardeners, people who want to feed themselves from their gardens. And like I say, the invitation is going to go out. It will be convenient enough that, well, assuming the ferries are still running then, so you can go up on the Friday ferry, come back on the Sunday afternoon ferry. So anyway, we'll talk more about that and what kind of other workshops that will be involved. No garden tours, however, at that time of year.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, what are you working on right now? What are you doing?
Well, yesterday was a decent day, so I planted almost half of my garlic in garden boxes. But I'm also looking at my fuchsias and begonias and dahlias, which are still blooming very nicely. I haven't had frost here, but I know folks in the upper end of the valley have. And so that really hits the dahlias and begonias, which are semi-tropical. They may well be the tops browning off and dying back. So when they do, for dahlias, we normally cut them back, leave a short stem a couple inches long, and those are pulled out of the pots or out of the ground for those folks growing them that way, and rinse off the tubers. Then we can split them with a piece of that stem attached, because the base of those is where the buds are for next year. They can be stored in a dry garage in something like cardboard boxes, paper bags, and that sort of thing for the winter that doesn't freeze. Got to be, say, 40s and up for those.
Okay.
With begonias, those, again, the top stems will usually snap off the tubers. They can be, I let them dry out in the pots for a while first, and then they may come out of those pots again to go into paper bags, in boxes, in my garage. And it's nice to label these things, what colors they are, what varieties they are for the future, for replanting and such. Then the other one will be fuchsias. And one of our local big retailers does store fuchsia plants for people. So that is one option, for a fee, of course, in their big greenhouses. But the other option is, again, for us, is to take those and trim them back to 4 to 8 inches tall, unless you're trying to grow fuchsia trees, which I'm kind of trying to do that too. And make sure all the leaves are off them, and those stay in their pots. Those can be placed in a cooler place, still not freezing, such as a cool garage, in a crawl space that doesn't freeze if you've got access to it. And those do need some water for the winter. You can't let them go dry like you can with the begonias and dahlias. And then again, when we perhaps get our stuff, our program started in the spring, you know, in February or March, we can talk about bringing them out and getting them started again for next year.
Okay, Ed, we'll talk to you then about that then.
All right, I'm sure I'll get a hold of you between now and then.
Ed Bajarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, the very last of the season, a weekly feature here on KTOO during the spring, summer, and early fall.
Someone warm them from below till the rains come tumbling.